Good morning, it's April 29th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a thrilling UEFA Women's Champions League semi-final, Australian defender Ellie Carpenter turned her 24th birthday into a memorable occasion, playing a crucial role in Lions' victory over PSG. This win not only marked a personal milestone for Carpenter, but also propelled Lyon into the final against Barcelona, setting the stage for a highly anticipated showdown. Carpenter's standout performance was part of a collective effort that saw Lyon triumph with a 2-1 win in the match and a 5-3 aggregate victory. Key contributions came from Selma Batcher and Melchi Dumornay, whose goals were instrumental in securing Lyon's spot in the final. This season, Lyon has been a force to be reckoned with, maintaining an unbeaten record in the competition. The final, scheduled for May 25th in Bilbao, promises to be a clash of titans. Lyon, in pursuit of a record-extending 9th Champions League title, faces Barcelona, who is keen on defending their current title. With both teams boasting formidable goal-scoring threats and midfield prowess, the match is expected to be a showcase of top-tier women's football. This upcoming final not only highlights the competitive spirit and skill present in women's football, but also sets the stage for a historic encounter. As Lyon and Barcelona prepare to face off, fans around the world are eagerly anticipating a match that promises excitement, talent, and football at its finest. In a move that's stirring up significant debate across Europe, French President Emmanuel Macron has put forth a bold proposal aimed at bolstering European security and defence in the face of growing threats from Russia. Macron's call for a comprehensive discussion on European defence, including missile defence, long-range weapons, and even nuclear capabilities, marks a pivotal moment in the continent's strategic planning. Macron's proposal introduces the idea of a European nuclear deterrent, a concept that has ignited controversy regarding the implications for French strategic autonomy and sovereignty. Critics vehemently oppose the notion, fearing it could undermine France's nuclear deterrence. Despite these concerns, Macron's suggestion does not entail a collective decision-making process for launching a nuclear strike. However, the possibility of France sharing its nuclear capabilities within Europe through bilateral agreements remains on the table. This initiative by Macron is not just about enhancing the credibility of European defence, but also positioning France as a potential leader in this domain. This is especially pertinent as Germany seeks to establish a European missile defence system, leveraging US and Israeli technology. The urgency for a more autonomous European defence mechanism has been underscored by the geopolitical shifts following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, coupled with the looming threat of an isolationist US presidency in the future. Macron's strategy represents a significant step towards a unified European stance on defence and security, aiming for a stronger, more credible defence posture against external threats. In a world where geopolitical tensions continue to escalate, Ukrainian President Zelensky's urgent plea for more support from the West marks a critical juncture in the ongoing conflict with Russia. Following new Russian rocket attacks on energy facilities and territorial gains, the situation in Ukraine is reaching a pivotal point. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been vocal in his criticism of Russian attacks on Ukraine's gas transit system, urging the West to provide air defense systems to counter the aggression. This comes as the US pledges $6 billion in weapons and support to Ukraine, showcasing a significant commitment from the West in response to the conflict. Meanwhile, Poland's foreign minister has called on German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to change his stance and provide Taurus cruise missiles to Ukraine, a move that could significantly alter the balance of power. The situation has sparked outrage among European nations, particularly Germany and Italy, who condemn Russia's decision to place their companies under the preliminary supervision of Gazprom. Chancellor Scholz, in defence of his course of prudence, emphasised the need for measured action to ensure peace and security in Europe during the SPD's kickoff of the European election campaign. The commander of the Ukrainian Armed Forces describes the strategic situation as increasingly complex, highlighting the urgent need for weapons and military equipment. Amidst these developments, Russia has taken measures to support its national currency against Western sanctions and has detained a journalist on charges of alleged extremism. The intertwining of military, economic, and political strategies underscores the multifaceted nature of the conflict and the critical role of international support for Ukraine. In a strategic move shaping the future of European politics, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has thrown her hat into the ring for the European elections, aiming to lead her far-right party, Brothers of Italy, to a prominent position on the continent. This announcement marks a significant moment for both Italy and Europe, as Meloni seeks to pivot from national to continental leadership. Giorgia Meloni, at the helm of the Brothers of Italy, a party with roots in the far right, has seen a surge in popularity within Italy. This momentum is carrying over to the European stage, where her party is polling strongly ahead of the upcoming elections. Meloni's ambition doesn't stop at just participating. She's eyeing the creation of a right-wing majority across Europe, positioning herself as a pivotal figure among European conservatives. However, the path to European influence isn't without its hurdles. Meloni's party will have to navigate the complexities of election dynamics, particularly the challenges posed by its coalition partners. More so, Meloni faces a personal crossroads. The choice between continuing her leadership as Italy's Prime Minister or stepping into a new role as a member of the European Parliament. This decision underscores the balancing act between national leadership and European ambitions. The electoral race is further intensified by the participation of other notable figures, including PD leader Elie Schlein and Forza Italia's Antonio Tajani. Their candidacy adds layers to the competition, setting the stage for a closely watched and potentially transformative European election. In a poignant turn of events, World Central Kitchen, spearheaded by the renowned chef José Andrés, is gearing up to reinitiate its vital food relief operations in Gaza. This comes after a heart-wrenching incident where an Israeli strike resulted in the tragic loss of 7 of the organization's dedicated workers. The charity, known for its global humanitarian efforts, had momentarily ceased its activities in the wake of the attack, but is now ready to make a significant comeback with 276 trucks filled with food, poised to enter through the Rafah crossing. The Israeli government has extended an apology for the strike, and in a consequential move, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, have revised their operational protocols. Despite the resumption of its humanitarian mission, World Central Kitchen is steadfast in its call for an independent investigation into the attack, underscoring the gravity of the incident and the need for accountability. Since its involvement in Gaza, World Central Kitchen has made a monumental impact, distributing over 43 million meals to those in dire need. The organization is not stopping there. It's actively preparing to channel more aid to the region, demonstrating an unwavering commitment to alleviating hunger amidst escalating tensions. In parallel, the Israeli military is ramping up its aid efforts to Gaza, a move that comes at a critical time as the United Nations sounds the alarm over an almost inevitable famine threatening the Gaza Strip. This escalation of aid reflects a growing recognition of the urgent need to address the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the region. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.